Hi, this is Joan Ranquette. I want to thank you for downloading my meditation, Communication with All Life. This guided meditation is the opening, or the gateway, so to speak, to communicating with animals. So I hope you enjoy it.
So why don't we just try right now? I want you to all think about unhooking yourself, whether you're sitting cross-legged or you're have your hands folded. Go ahead, take a deep breath and unhook your legs, unhook your arms, unhook your fingers. Just sit for a second and take a deep breath. And I want you to become really aware of your breathing. And if you can for a moment, take an inhale to the count of four. And now exhale to the count of four. Inhale to the count of four. And exhale to the count of four. And as you're sitting here in this rhythmic breathing, just put your focus for a moment on your breath. Be aware of breathing into your whole body. And now I want you to just become aware of your feet. How do your toes feel? How do your feet feel? Moving on up through the body, how does your ankle feel? How does your other ankle feel? How do your calves feel? How do your knees feel? How do your thighs feel? How does your torso feel? How do all your little hormonal organs feel? Moving on up, how do all your little digestive organs feel? How does your chest feel? How do your shoulders feel? How do each of your arms feel? Your elbows, your hands, your fingers? How does your neck and backbone feel? That big bone, how does that feel? Made up of a bunch of little bones. How do all those little bones feel? How does your throat feel? How does your head feel? Do you have an awareness of your senses? Your eyes, your sight, your hearing, your smell, your taste, your touch? What does all that feel like in time and space right now? If you were really, really quiet, could you let any of those little aches and pains go for a moment? Just for a moment. If you want them to come back, they will. But you could let them go for the minute. Just ask them gently to leave. See what it feels like to be in that space just for a moment. Now I'm going to ask you to do the same thing in your mind. Again, become aware of your breath. And every time you exhale, just go ahead and let some of those niggly little thoughts that keep at you, just let them go, just for now. Just ask them to go ahead and leave. So all your little thoughts, if you'd like, have left the building for a moment. So now we have a very free and open body, free and open brain, sitting here in time and space. And now I want you to become aware of any feelings or emotions that you are holding on to or seem to be running you or seem to be part of you right now. And remember that feelings are like ocean waves. They come and go. So for this moment, we're going to let any of our own feelings go. Ask them to leave, gently. So anything that you have going on, emotionally, or that you're feeling intensely, can just leave for a moment. Again, it can come back if you want it to. Whether it's an intense anger, sadness, even true excitement right now. We just want it to leave for the moment so that we can create enough space to become aware of another on a truly deep level. So we're asking all these things to leave. So now we are truly sitting in time and space with our clear bodies, our clear minds, and our clear feelings. And as you take another deep breath, I want you to bring your awareness to your heart center. And for this minute, I'm going to ask you to allow your heart center to expand. Just for this moment, let it get a little bit bigger than it was yesterday. A little more open, a little more welcoming, a little more aware. And as you live in that state, just for a moment, you can feel your heart chakra opening, and you have the room to possibly feel what another feels like. And just sit in that awareness for a moment of what it is like for you to have a really open heart. And now I want to bring your attention to your third eye, or your forehead, or your mind's eye. And just for a moment, I want you to draw all of your attention up there. And just feel what that feels like. And feel what it would feel like just for the minute to allow that to open more. And a little more. So in this incredible awareness for the moment, we can still feel the bottom of our feet. We can still have an open heart. We can still have an open mind's eye. We are still aware of sounds in the outside world, but we're in this very quiet, aware space. Now, I want to bring your attention to your heart again, and whether your animal companion or the animal you want to connect with is sitting right in front of you, or whether it's sitting in Nova Scotia, I want you to bring the awareness of that animal to your heart. And if you have trouble connecting that way, then I want you to surround that animal in pink and create a tube of pink between your heart and that animal so that the information can come flooding in. If that doesn't work for you, then I want you to pull your attention again to your mind's eye. To me, this is one of the yummiest places to sit. And as it's opening and opening and opening more, bring the awareness of the animal as if you have a little movie screen in front of your third eye, right into your awareness there at your third eye, and go ahead and allow that movie to play. And as you're sitting here in this very aware state, go ahead and take the time to ask some simple questions. If in your observation you've noticed that your animal companion or the animal you're connecting with has been walking differently or acting differently, go ahead and ask your animal friend what that's about and see what slips into your mind or into your heart. Usually it's the first thing that is the real thing. And it usually comes in so quickly you almost don't catch it. And for those of you that want to continue to connect deeper with your animal friend, go ahead and pause this CD so that you can take the time to deepen the connection. And then for those of you that feel complete with your experience, I want you to go ahead and do what I make everybody do in my class, and that's the hokey pokey. Shake it out. Shake all that stuff out so you're not then carrying around their stuff, because you get to now just magnetically collect all your own stuff back. Or not. It's all a choice.
Thank you for listening to my guided meditation. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it was helpful.